to start this Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to call to order September 27th, 2016. The time is 9:01 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Hamilton.
Here. We have a quorum present. Our other two congress members should be on their way in. Do you want to get started with the prayer, Congressman Maker?
Yes, sir. In thoughts of Wakanda, thoughts of Wakanda, Zinke. They are what say if I. Wajaji Nikashi, Doc Ede, Wada Bikomber. Jikazia Pa, Oho Nikashi, Ski, Doc Ede, Wada Bikomber, who had to do each. Onobra Avatse. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day. I ask you again to be with the student today. This is just the starting of our day up here, that we do our business of the people. So please be present with us and give all our leaders and the wisdom and knowledge and courage to do the right thing for our people. Bless the children, the elders, and our service people, wherever they may be serving, overseas or stateside. Bring them home safely to their mothers and their families. Other people waiting for them. We sing this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Next item is approval of minutes. Please look over the minutes from September 23rd.
I have motion to approve the minutes from the CA meeting, September 23rd, 2016.
Motion made by Congressman Maker. Do we have a second?
Second.
That second by Congressman Tillman. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Minutes are approved. Next item is payables. We don't seem to have any payables at this time. Item number six is travel. We have a travel request from Congressman Maker in the amount of $752.01. We are on item number six, travel. I did talk to the budget analyst today. Congressman Maker is over his $2,100 limit. I haven't been anywhere this year, so I was going to donate my travel to him this last week of fiscal year. So there is money available. If there's any questions in regards to travel, Congressman Maker is here. Answer anything. It's my understanding this is a request from an executive to attend an event with them in Kansas City.
So you're driving up on your own?
Sorry. Do you want me to explain something?
Move to approve.
Congressman Tillman? Or did you have any?
Well, I was gonna move to approve.
I'll let him do it.
Move to approve travel.
And then?
Congressman Maker.
Can you say the amount of?
And the amount of $752.01.
Got a motion made by Congressman Tillman, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, discussion?
I'd just like to explain a little bit about this, what I'm going for. I was approached by one of the advisors of the JQ to accompany him on this trip. It's gonna be a lot of Missouri politicians, I think the governor supposed to be there, a couple of senators and representatives. It's a big event up there for these Missouri people, they're all in the Osage Nation. And I think it's a great thing for them to ask me to go. I think usually one of these things, they want to hear the Osage language and maybe I'll say a prayer or something, if not all that thing. They've got these statues up on this bluff where one of the Shoto brothers, talking to the Osage. They built a training post up there in that area. It'll be a pretty neat event and I'm really thankful that I'm gonna get to go and represent our people.
Congressman Edwards?
So you're representing the legislative branch though, you're representing?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
They'll have me on the program as Congressman.
I just wanna make that clear because, you know, there's travel money in the executive branch budget for them to send a representative. So I'm glad they asked you to go, but.
I think this is down as a, just like, kinda like Scholarship America, when I did the invocation, I was on the main program.
Right.
For the invocation, it's gonna be similar to that.
Seeing no more discussion, all in favor, say yes?
Yes.
All opposed? Okay, travel is approved, Congressman Edwards?
So remember I've asked for the last couple of weeks to substitute my travel from Northern California to Southern California? I brought that up because my Northern California request was approved and then the paperwork has all disappeared and I finally got the paperwork back. Apparently it had been sent over to the travel office, but the time for turning in a request for reimbursement has long since passed. So what I wanted to do is just let that be my out-of-pocket expense and then just transfer my authorization over to Southern California with those same funds. It's, for a piece of paper, I brought it. So that I could still use FY16 funds and just utilize it for the Southern California trip instead of the Northern California trip. I don't request advances, I just get reimbursed. I just wouldn't ask for reimbursement for Northern California, even though I was authorized to go. And I'll just get reimbursed for Southern California in the same amount that was requested before.
Do you have that amount? Or is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it's.
Okay, not, so you just need a motion to approve the travel to Southern California in the same amount that you approved Northern?
That's my question, I think so. And then just make a note that I will not be requesting reimbursement for Northern California.
Well, let's put that in a motion and then let's get that over today.
Move to approve a transfer of authorization for Shannon Edwards from travel to Northern California to travel to Southern California. Here somewhere. In the amount of, I think it was, I'll just say $800.
Do we have a second?
Second,
discussion.
When is that meeting?
Southern Cal?
Yeah. Is it November?
November, first Saturday in November.
But I'll go get my ticket today, so you can come through it. Well, I mean, I just always ask for reimbursement. I don't usually ever put it on. Do I need to do that this time, then? Well, if you have that, that's encumbering it, isn't it?
We get that over today.
Okay.
All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
All opposed? Moving on to item number 7 is our Xerox lease. And Mr. Deal is just here, he just stepped out. It's my understanding the lease on the smaller copier machine is up. And it's up to CA to decide what we're gonna do with it.
Throw it away.
We do have a new copier. Okay, we're on item number seven.
Which is?
Xerox lease.
Okay, so we have a small machine that is apparently expired as of the end of August. They're wanting to know what we wanna do. We can buy the machine, we can extend the lease for up to 6 months, buy its time, or we can give the machine back to them.
How much have we paid for it so far?
I have no idea.
How much did it cost to buy it?
I'm not sure.
Do we wanna just send it back? It's my understanding that we have the new copier machine now, and the only time the thing we use the smaller one for is for fax, but we can do that with the new ones.
I think we should have two.
I think two is probably best.
So should we continue our lease, or?
Well, I think we need some more details.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can get more detail. I know that this body was considering going with another vendor, though, for, when the other machine was acting up and we were having such difficulty with it, so. I'll find out more details from Xerox, and then you guys can make a decision on whether you wanna put a new one out for bid or continue on with Xerox.
Probably.
Who do you get the new one from?
It's just a replacement, it's a like-for-like through Xerox.
So I wonder if Xerox would like-for-like exchange this one? Okay. So our choices are, continue on for another 6 months, buy it outright depending on what the cost is, or turn it back in. And at that point, then we would decide whether to release from, or we would decide whether to lease again from Xerox or go with another company.
Right.
Is there two leases from Xerox? Each machine has its own lease?
There's one master contract, but those each had their own lease, yes, because we, at one time, remember, went to smaller machines, and then we changed our mind and went back to a bigger machine, and so they were stair-stepped in time.
I remember we did talk about going with another vendor. Do we have to wait till both leases are up?
No, we could start with the new vendor on the smaller machine, and then when the lease is up on the big one, go with somebody else as well. But we would have to put it out for bid.
Okay. Motion maker?
What about that master lease? Does that, is it specified that the master lease doesn't cover both of the smaller leases?
There are terms in it that do cover, but the term of the lease on the small machine is up as of August 30th. So we are no longer obligated under that agreement,
under the master,
except for the fact that we are still using it and still have to pay a fee for it.
Congressman Tillman?
Is there any service agreements when we're leasing it versus if we just own it ourselves?
Yes, part of the lease that we have with them includes service on the machine. They provide a certain amount of service. I believe they provide a certain amount of toner, and they charge us, you know, according to how many pages we print over time.
So if we owned it outright, we'd have to pay for those contracted out services.
That's correct.
So, what's the will of the committee? Here, get more information? Okay.
I will do that and get back to you as quickly as I can.
Okay. You ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay. Next item is executive session to discussion of proprietary legal matters. Chair will entertain motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Congressman Edwards, second by Congressman Maker. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed? Okay, we are in executive session.